You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the fucking faggot, and it is the weekend, and I'll tell you what, it's been a gorgeous day today, and I got to go out and enjoy the sunshine, and I got to talk to some people that I hadn't talked to in a while, and it almost made me feel human. Anyway, hopefully you're all safe and well. Let's see. First of all, I guess I want to reiterate that this podcast has a phone number you can actually call and leave messages for me directly. It's not going to ring my phone. It's not my phone number. It is just a voice message system. So you can try it out for yourself. It is +1 for America, 314-502-9566. Again, +1 for America, 314-502-9566. And of course, you can reach me at the variety of other ways that you can contact me, primarily fagsworshipalphas at gmail.com. But just if you wanted to leave a message for me on that system, well, it's there for you now, so give it a shot. Anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about, it's been another week of crazy stories on fagsworshipalphas.com, okay? Suffice it to say that there isn't another site putting out this kind of content, okay? I mean, I'm not really trying to brag here, but let's just be honest here. What I'm chronicling is, I don't know if it's ever been done to this extent for this many years, and I'm really proud of it, okay? Seriously, I am very proud of it. But I gotta tell you, I'm a fan first, okay? These stories that I've been publishing over the last year particularly blow me away. And I feel very privileged to be able to mentor some of these stories, encourage them, help them along, give advice, whatever, and chronicle them and preserve them, okay? Because I do view the site as a teaching tool, a way for faggots and alphas to discover the truth about themselves and find fulfillment. So it's been really a tremendous privilege, you know. But the posts of this past week really go to another level, okay, that I've never dreamed that I would ever publish stories like that on this website. They're really astonishing stories. The two primary stories of the week on the site were the story of Faggot Nicky and his three alpha brothers, okay? And I do encourage that everyone go and read those two posts. I'm going to publish a third one about one of the brothers in particular. But those two stories, I don't know how to even really put into words the the stunning kind of I can't even talk about it. the effect that it had on me was just really just mind-blowing. As I was investigating it and talking to the people involved more one-on-one and learning more about it, the depth of the story and the deeper meaning that it has hierarchically, you know, it was just profound. It was just, I don't know, I was just flabbergasted by the whole thing. And I don't know. Those two stories really do say something about purpose, about being born with purpose and fulfilling purpose despite anything else. Okay, a lot of people in that situation would be like, well, that's my brother. I can't do something with my brother because it's morally wrong, or it's wrong socially, or whatever. Okay, but these brothers looked at it only from a hierarchical standpoint. They didn't. They were so young, and they didn't have any training in any of this. It wasn't like they were reading about it on the internet and said, "Hey, let's try fucking our brother." Okay, they did it naturally. Okay, and that is the key, because they fell into a hierarchical system naturally. It came out of them, and all other considerations were pushed to the back of the bus, okay? And the only thing that mattered was that these three alphas were expressing their dominance using their brother, Nikki, okay? Sexually, domestically, they were using him that way. And it's led to, you know, 6 years of these three alpha brothers dominating other faggots, dominating women, whatever, okay? They have fully come to accept their alphahood and how to express it through the use of their brother and other faggots. So, you know, that is very, very powerful to me, because it says something about our existence as men and our existence in society, you know, that this is a very natural process. Straight men, particularly, let's say, they will, when it comes right down to it, a straight alpha male sees only things in hierarchical terms, okay, unless he is afraid of ramifications of certain actions. But if you left a straight alpha male to his own devices, you take him out of society and you have him in his own little world, he is going to create a world much like these three alpha brothers did with Nikki and these other females that they fuck and use. Because an alpha male sees things only in terms of his power, his leadership, his supremacy. When you take away all the other considerations, it's just that. That's all that's really left. What was so beautiful about this story, because it's these brothers without any training, without anything, it came welling up from inside of them. And it just proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that hierarchy is ultimate law in human society. It is fundamental. It is inborn. It is genetic. Okay. These young boys, they're not boys anymore, they're men, but at the very beginning, there was something inside of them genetically motivating them to dominate their brother who was a faggot. They recognized what he was, that he was different, that he was lesser, he was inferior, and they took action based on what nature instilled in them from birth, you know. So that entire episode is absolutely fascinating. I could talk to those brothers for forever. They're fascinating brothers, all three of them. I have nothing but the highest praise for all of them, and I have high praise for Nikki, because Nikki has handled this tricky situation very well, very commendably. So I'm going to write more, though, about Alpha David, who is the alpha that's 2 years older than Nikki. So he's 21 right now, and he's been kind of pegged as the most dominant of the three brothers. And I'm going to write more about him, because he really did give me a bunch of other material that I did not put into anything yet, but it's very fascinating, honestly. So I'm going to write a little article about him, but look for that. But I definitely read those two posts and meditate on what they tell you about a hierarchy. I think you will agree with me on that assessment. But the other big post from me anyway, is the continuing story of Michael. Now, Michael gave me a story last month about how he started servicing the alphas living in his apartment complex. He started off by introducing the idea to an alpha who happened to mention that, you know, he needed sexual relief during quarantine. He used that to get in to service this alpha. And next thing you know, all the alphas in the apartment building were knocking on his door all day and night looking for service. And that story, which was posted in the middle of last month, April, a lot of faggots contacted me about that story, asking if it was true. Of course, I get that all the time. And, talking about how amazing that story was. And it was. It definitely was amazing. And I didn't know if I was going to hear from Michael again. It was total radio silence. But I did finally hear from him, and he gave me that story that I posted yesterday. And it's an amazing, amazing story, follow-up, concerning that original alpha that he approached in that apartment complex. Michael the faggot has done an amazing job, really a textbook job, of seducing this straight alpha into a service relationship. He has basically done exactly he's done exactly the things that I have been preaching on the site for 5 years. That it's a exact, almost word for word, steps that I have always taken when getting involved with straight alphas. It's as classic as it can ever be done. It's masterful What Michael did was masterful. And any faggot that is interested in serving a straight alpha male should read and reread Michael's stories there. Because it is exactly how you approach straight alphas with this idea of service. I know a little bit more about Michael's story than my readers do at this point. I'm hoping that we can reveal more about his story. That will clear up some things about this. But I will say this. I have published multiple stories about really brave faggots who went on a limb to serve straight alphas. You know, Frat Fag is one that was very brave. Home Depot Fag was another one. There's several faggots that I have chronicled on this website who were very brave, who totally surrendered themselves to service. The four faggots that serve Master Nick are another example. I could just go on and on, you know. But Michael is a special case. His story there is one of him inventing it out of thin air, okay? The only analog that really comes off the top of my head is Home Depot Fag, who literally took the initiative to start that conversation with that alpha at Home Depot, which led to service. But Michael's example is just really, really astonishing. It's a monument to what a faggot can accomplish when a faggot has the correct mindset and wants it bad enough. Okay. The thing about Michael is that he has accepted that he is a faggot born to serve men. He's 25 years old or something like that. He's got that mindset already. So he approaches every opportunity as, how can I benefit this alpha? And that is the correct mindset. That is the thing that alpha males want to see in a submissive. So right there is half the battle. Most faggots or pseudo faggots, or you know, these wannabe faggots, I guess, or these really submissive gay bottoms or whatever, they don't have the correct mindset. Most of them think that they can masturbate and it's about them being cute or them getting off. No. Michael's got the right attitude, and that's why Michael's successful. That's why there's an apartment complex banging down his door to get at him while these other faggots are at home playing with themselves, okay? Total difference. And I praise Michael, my brother Michael, because he is the real deal. He is absolutely the real deal. And I'm very proud of him, so... So read all those stories, because these kinds of stories, this is like the salad. These are the salad times for this website. This is the meat and potatoes of this website I'm serving up right now. So you need to sit down at the banquet table and feast, because it is these are powerful stories, And if I believed in God, I would thank him for them, but I don't. So I'm just going to say that nature wants you to know these things because it is part of our collective life, okay? Anyway, again, you can contact me on the website, of course, or through email, fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. And, of course, the phone number that's been set up for you. It is +1 for America, 314-502-9566. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I will probably post something tomorrow as well, so look for that. And I will talk to you later, okay? Love you. Bye.